So, Valentine asked me to do this tape because I was there for the whole thing. I'm pretty sure he does some sort of introspective fluff at the beginning, but yeah, no. Okay, I know he tends to use outdated technology, but this thing he's got me recording on is just straight out of the Stone Age. Then again, I guess you gotta use what works when you deal with the creepies that go bump in the night. And since Thread says they actually need this one, I'll let it live. Anyway, the day started out pretty normal, except for the fact that I had a date.
A date? Is that what you're calling it?
Shut up, Wobbles. Do you want me to do this thing or not?
Okay.
Where was I? Oh yeah, my date. Threadripper and I spent the afternoon shopping. She was looking for some RGB lights and Arduinos. I figured I'd look for some studs I could modify for her ears to boost her signal. Since we were already there, we decided to just bum around the shops a bit and take a break in the arcade. You know, play some games, soak up the loose energy, and piggyback some cell phone signals. I decided to take the opportunity to show off some of my skills with a crane machine.
You hacked a crane machine?
Please, I put my money in it. Plus, it's a major scam anyway. All those prizes are basically already paid for 100 times over. Anyway, don't you have some keeping your mouth shut to do?
Oh my goodness gracious! Look at Zero! Oh man, I gotta get the baby school dagnabnit! Look, it's all matched in with the tungsten man. I already have him.
The baby Scoot, huh? My quarters say that's not a problem. Hey, Thread, what all do they have in the food court now?
Hang on, yeah, your quarters say. I'll look it up. See, there's burgers. More burgers. Gross, not going there. Sandwiches. Tacos. Even more burgers. Ooh, Chinese place. Pitas? That one's not gonna last long. And...
Ha! Got it! Here you go.
Wait, what? He was thoroughly mashed in there. How did you... Nope. I don't want to know. Whatever happened, I don't want to know. But I'm so happy you did it! Thank you. You're my hero! Come on, silly. I'm dying for some Chinese food.
Right on the cheek. She kissed me right on the cheek. She's never done that before. I mean, it was pretty awesome of me. I just had to mess with reality a little. You know the drill. Mess with the electric signals, boost the grip, little time rewind at just the right moment, and boom! Baby Scoot in the... Are you listening, Wiggly?
What? No, not really. I had some keeping my mouth shut to do.
Ha ha, funny. Well, things weren't quite so great after that.
Friend zoned again.
Shut up. So, there we were in the Cornwall Center food court sharing some egg rolls. Full glamour, you know. Me, my usual look, had my purple hoodie, the boots, the belts. So I decided to go with a leather vest, ripped skinny jeans, rainbow tutu, combat boots, and as always, her hair spiked up in the most gravity-defying way. So adorable. I mean, you know, just a couple of kids hanging out at the food court. And then...
Oh no, Bam's got some new recruits out and about. Over there, you see him?
Seriously? Haven't they even read the dress code yet? It's just like they're trying to blow their cover.
Shouldn't they be shopping somewhere like Sports Ball R Us?
You'd think so, but there they are. It's a good thing normies think the 90s goth scene is coming back.
Man, I'm telling you, I've totally got my fangs coming in.
Whatever, Joey. They haven't turned you yet.
No, they did. They totally... Hey, wait a sec. You see them over there, the one on the left? That's the one who hangs out with that, what was his name?
It was like... totally Valencio.
Nah, Mel. No, more like Valerie, but not...
I thought it was Clementine.
It's Valentine, actually.
It doesn't matter. You're the one who hangs out with him.
Yeah, it's like totally his fault we didn't get, like, the Jonas Queen.
And that's why those higher-ups lost their snack.
Oh, that was him, too?
Man, I, like, totally wish we could have gone on that stupid hunt.
Ooh, spilling secrets in the mall. Your boss ain't gonna be happy.
He'll be much happier if we get him a souvenir. Especially if Clementine comes looking for it, dude.
I told you, it's
not the time. Gotta move.
Oh my god, Don't let them, like, get away.
I grabbed her wrist and we zipped down the hall. We needed a hiding place fast. We couldn't exactly drop our glamours, you know. If we weren't in public, yeah, just drop it and boop, out of sight. Having a human guise was a definite disadvantage there. As soon as we were around the corner, Fred pulled out her phone. What are you doing?
I'm calling Valentine.
I got this. We don't need to get wiggly.
Wait, who?
Valentine. I meant Valentine. You know, that guy with the stupid ears.
Wiggly! I love it. And you know what? You're absolutely right about the ears.
Of course I am.
I can't believe I never noticed it before. Now I'm never going to be able to stop looking at them.
I know. So hard to take him seriously sometimes. Wait, not the point here. We got to make sure those bozos can't catch you.
Oh, yeah. Them. I know exactly what to do. We, stop them. Come on, let me call Val. He can probably get here in time, and he usually has good ideas. Okay? Well, sometimes.
We don't need to call him.
Well, that's my idea. What's yours?
I'm still thinking. Genius takes time.
I guess that explains why Valentine comes up with his plan so quickly.
Okay, fine. See what he's got. But if anyone asks, I was completely against it.
Come on, Val, just pick up. The one time I need you on the phone, come on.
The person you are calling is unavailable. Please leave a voicemail message for...
Finn Valentine.
After the...
He's not answering. Guess it's up to us. Adventure!
Right. Adventure!
You seriously took time out of your escape to insult my ears?
What?
They're completely normal!
They're ridiculously human. Plus, I seen ears like them before, and the guy attached caused me a lot of trouble. Like you do.
Glorified lawn ornament?
Walking dumpster fire.
Got a baby scoot, I got a baby scoot, baby, 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 scoot, scoot, scoot. Are you two okay in there? I'd be done by now.
Yeah, we're just fine. Right as rain, just having a drink, me and Zero Day, like we always do.
Yeah, we're okay, yeah, doing good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, most of my plans involve some kind of chaos. But that wasn't exactly an option. At least, not without major splash damage. I like the stores in that mall, and I didn't want to get banned. Again. Long story. But I didn't want to get Threadripper banned either. So, as soon as we found a decent hiding spot, I started spitballing some ideas. Okay, we get outside, we're home free. Make a break for it and keep a low profile for a couple of days?
Nah, I think we gotta stop them, too. They don't look smart enough to just give up, so maybe we do it sneaky-like so we can buy some time.
Good point. Okay, once we're out, we come up with phase two. How about this? I plug in and watch the cameras while you get us through the doors. You keep me from running into stuff, right?
No, that's even worse than texting while flying. I'd make sure you ran into at least one thing for that. Not happening.
Okay. Localized power surge?
Fun, but more splash than targeted.
Yeah, good point. We could try combining glamours.
Ew, gross, no, Zero, no. I saw the pictures of the last pixies who tried it. I am not going around looking like that.
I'm sure we could figure it out. Nope.
Heck no. Nope, 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 nope. Not at all.
Fine. Okay, what if we, I don't know, remote kill their phones?
That would just make them angrier and wouldn't actually help us.
Make me feel better. Oh, I could ping their phone's GPS. Then we could track where they go and head out the opposite doors. That would buy us time.
And hope they don't have backup yet. Yeah, your ideas are sounding kind of like Valentine's at this point.
Hey, I didn't exactly have epic escape on my bingo card for today. I never claimed it was a good idea. It's just, okay, it's all I've got right now. Oh, gross. I did just sound like a...
Oi, Threadrim. I'm going to take a butcher's around the lollipop and pull an answer out of me fife and trot.
I was going to say that was way over the top, but I've literally heard him say that exact sentence before, like, more than once. Well, Wiggly still isn't picking up, so... I guess it's worth a shot.
She doesn't call me that.
She does now. Just not to your face.
Right. Next you'll be telling me you're king of the pixies.
Yeah, no.
Moving on, your highness. I'm not buying it.
Anyway, so we go for it. I ping their phones and I keep pinging them in case they change directions. And we got to the doors just fine. Except...
Houston, we have a problem.
What do you mean?
Get behind the planter! Look outside! It's dark, and I think I see a vampire waiting out there for us.
Hang on, let me... Ah, nuts. Whoever's out there, I just pinged their phone. It's a vamp number, you were right.
Back to the drawing board?
Back to the drawing board. Can't stay here, though. So, we were keeping our heads down. You know, switching hiding places when we could. Throwing around more bad ideas, and genius finally caught up. Threadripper had the most amazing idea.
I just had the most amazing idea. Okay, I'm going to need some security footage, an anonymous email, maybe a few other files. I don't know about you, but I'm going to need to juice up.
All I got with me today is the generic garbage. I haven't been able to refill my stash, and reality is running thin on my last can.
Got you covered. I grabbed an extra murder buzz. Just in case.
Have I mentioned you're the best?
Which is why I am the rightful owner of the title of best friend ever.
Ouch! I'm so sorry. The look on your face, Lou!
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm good. Tell you what, when you're done, I'll buy you a drink over at Last Round.
Yeah, fine. Ahem. As I was saying, the plan was genius. We found ourselves a better location to work from and chug some murder buzz. I swear, there's something magic about either the preservatives or the artificial flavoring that just... I digress. Anyway, we pulled out our phones, synced our signals, and dove into the web. Earrings sparking, fingers flying. We've done this dance so many times, we don't need to talk. We just let the data fly between us. She searches and pulls me where I need to go. I hack through the barriers and firewalls to let her in. Sure, I can hack anything. Glitch systems, hijack whatever electronics I want. But I'm nowhere near as good at finding specific files as she is. Once she's got it, I hold the door open so she can move it where it needs to go. Then I mess with the metadata and scramble her tracks.
Is that what happens when you do your little light show?
You mean that's what it looks like to you? Huh. Who knew?
Okay, so she's pushing data around. What data?
All of your horses, Jiggles. I was getting there. So yeah, we don't need to talk, but sometimes she does anyway.
Okay, I found... Let's see. Oh, man! They're totally cheating with that account. I'm gonna grab that. And that one. That one, too. And this one over. Ooh, that clip! It looks so bad! Maybe some quick edits? Let's see. And send! Okay, that's gonna be a nice big mess for them to untangle.
nice. Security footage to get the normie authorities moving, and evidence of accounting fraud to keep their bosses tangled up with legal stuff. They're gonna have to be careful for a while.
Yep, and that extra special edit of yours goes to their boss, so they don't let those noobs out of their sight again. Now, good sir, if you will, our spotlight awaits.
Wouldn't security know there was a problem already?
They would if the guy on camera duty didn't have his nose in a magazine. Saw it from the security room camera.
Like a bad troop.
I know! Anyway, with everything set up, all we had to do was get ourselves into position and get a little attention.
Oh no.
I didn't blow anything up this time. By the way, if you're gonna blame me for blowing stuff up, it's gotta have more flair. The traffic lights last month were pathetic.
Moving on, please.
Okay, so we needed to grab the attention of the security guards, the bloodsuckers, and the normies, right?
Right.
Best way to do that with our glamours? Pose as a couple of freaked out kids. We got ourselves around the corner from them, got the crocodile tears going, and put on a show.
They close yet?
Almost there. You ready?
Do you really need to ask?
Okay. Action!
Oh my god. You really think they would, like, stick around? They can, like, fly, Joshua. They're totally, probably, like, super long gone.
If they can fly, why are they, like, running?
Huh? I don't know. Now that I think about it, they're, like, a lot bigger than I expected.
Yeah, aren't they supposed to be tiny?
Einsteins, they're glamored up for being in public. Plus, they start flying, they risk getting caught on camera.
Aren't we on camera?
He has, like, a point. For once.
I've seen the movies. Chances are the guy watching them is either sleeping or has their nose in a magazine.
Oh, hey. Maybe they got their screen switched with some hockey game or something. I saw this one where this guard...
There's the pipsqueaks.
Pipsqueak? Why, I got it.
Zero! We're supposed to be running! Running and crying!
If I had... Fine, I'm coming!
Hey, get back here!
Help! Help! Officers, help!
Whoa there, kids. What's the...
There's people chasing us. I think they want to hurt us.
Are there, people chasing you?
Yeah, they're big, and they're just like, oh, there they are!
Eek!
Eek?
I don't know.
You're not gonna, like, get away. Oh.
Oh, well, hey there, officers. Thanks for finding our, friends, daughters, cousins. Yeah.
Friends, daughters, cousins. Right.
We don't know them.
Why you?
Like, shut up, Joey. I really think there's been, like, some kind of misunderstanding.
What kind of misunderstanding justifies chasing a couple of kids? Huh?
I think these are the ones from the APB. Dispatch, can you check visual over in the East Corridor? I think we've got our suspects.
Roger that.
You know, I think our ride is here, so we're just gonna, you know.
Camera visuals confirmed. All available security, proceed to East Corridor. Police are en route.
So, those leech wannabes booked it, and the officers went running after them. We just had to play dumb scared kids a few minutes longer so we could get out of sight and out the door. The second we were clear, we were gone. Like you do.
And then the lackeys have to go in and vouch for him and get the waterfall of legality sorted. Gotta say, that Fred Ripper is brilliant.
I know, right? I'm pretty sure Mads is gonna have to step in at some point, too. With the human authorities sniffing that close, City Hall goblins are gonna have to make sure it stays hush-hush from the normies. I hope she likes the present I left her in those files that grabbed.
Do I even want to know?
Probably not. But Thread saved the day, we got out, and we got back here safe and sound. The end. Okay, Valentine. I did your tape. That means the trade is done, right?
Right. One favor for letting Thread Ripper have the day off.
And for also...
Now that, I believe you did for her, not me. And I know you'd never ask her to pay it back. Why, Zero, I didn't know you could blush. Maybe I should go tell her about that favor after all.
You wouldn't.
What favor?
What? Who said anything about a favor? I don't know what you're talking about. Ha 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 ha. Gotta go bite.
Last round. 1 hour.
What favor? Make no sense.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes. Wishful Thinking. Written by Andrew.
Wait. Hold on. This is my episode. I get to read this stuff.
Please. I need to feel special. My wife left me. My children have gone into advertising. I have nothing.
Right. Move over, credits guy. Why don't you go eat some kale or, I don't know, blow bubbles or whatever it is you humans do for fun. Okay. Hey, where's the music? Put the music back on. I do everything around here. Listen up, normies. You've been funneling the graveyard tapes through your human ear holes. This was Wishful Thinking. Wishful Thinking? Who came up with that title? Written by Angela Dumalog with input from Rick the Whitebird. Which one of them came up with that title? I'll bet it was one of them. Edited by Aiden Morgan, James Nichols, and Nikki Ewart. Audio editing by Miguel Diaz III, and produced by Aiden Morgan. Oh, I know where I know that name. That's Credits Guy. With the voices of Angela Dumalog as Zero Day. Wait, what? No, I'm Zero Day. Zero Day is Zero Day. Who is this? I'm not okay with this. Who okayed these credits? It was you, wasn't it, Credit Guy? I'll bet it was you. Read them anyway, he says. Okay. Chase Hunter as Valentine and Joey. Rick the White Bird as Thread Ripper. Wait, someone's claiming to be Thread Ripper too? I'm not okay with this. Maxine Bachman as Melanie. Dustin Gray as Joshua. Where do I know that name? Dustin Gray. I don't know. Miguel Diaz as Officer 1. Nikki Ewart as Officer 2. And Pam Torgrimson as dispatch and phone voice. Seriously, who's claiming to be me? Who is this person? Everybody knows that I'm me. Zero Day? Zero Day. Nobody else is Zero Day. I'm gonna find this person who says they're me, and I'm gonna have words with them. Oh, there will be words. Credits Guy, did you know that someone's claiming to be me? Were you gonna read this? Okay, Credits Guy, let's go back a second to this little part where you're saying that someone else is my voice.
You are a fictional character in a radio play.
No. My name is Zero Day. If you claim that this is for the sake of the awards and keeping the whole supernatural thing, you know, on the hush-hush, we're kind of doing a radio show. I don't think this is keeping it hush-hush anymore.
That's the end of it.